Hello, this is Empress Vox Siren, and while you're here with me now, you will make sure to be free of all distractions and have the ability to focus completely on enjoying the precious time that you are spending with me. This means leaving behind your access to the outside world for the time being. Turn your television off. Put your cell phone on silent. Close the blinds. And put something on that is very comfortable for you. Or proceed to undress and relax naked. If you are prepared to sink deeply into my world now, you may lay back, close your eyes, and enjoy the journey that I have prepared just for you. If you need a moment to pause this and make sure to be distraction-free, do so now. Good. Now I know that you have the ability to use your mind in a creative way, to allow images and feelings to be felt and seen deep inside of you, so that you may truly enjoy this experience. You know how easy it is to daydream, while thoughts are being pulled many different ways inside of your mind. So I want you to freely be able to daydream and envision everything that I'm saying, because during this time, nothing else matters besides what I'm saying and what you are experiencing. And you will enjoy everything that I'm telling you to experience, because you know that I know what's best for you, and that it is simply so easy to just naturally allow yourself to feel pleasure from agreeing with me and obeying everything that I say. I wonder if you can, just for a moment, imagine that a few days earlier you met one of the most beautiful, charming women that you have ever seen in your entire life. Porcelain skin, bright green eyes, shiny, soft, long flowing black hair, long pointed nails painted red, and a look about her that simply was irresistible and left you constantly thinking about her. She told you that she is a doctor and that she would love to take you to her private facility to show off her new equipment. She also mentioned that you would simply adore all of her female nurses and staff. Of course, you would love to go. You would follow anywhere that this woman led you. And I also wonder if you can really imagine meeting that woman again, as she had her driver pick you up to take you both to her work facility, and you listened so closely to what she would say to you when you were face to face with her again. And I wonder how it would make you feel to continue to listen to her, knowing that she is speaking with you right now. Your mind is opening to her words. Allow yourself to hear them being whispered so perfectly into your ears as you fall prey to the alluring siren's call, listening to the voice of perfection, to me, taking a nice deep breath for me, just for me. Feel the soothing, comforting softness of each breath flowing inside of you. And as you exhale, feel the softness as your breath leaves your body. Feel the warmth of my breath on your skin as I whisper irresistible words to you. You will allow each breath that you take to just relax you as your eyes are closed, so heavy, and you are finally able to let go and relax for me, because this is what feels good for you. What feels right. In the next few moments, you may notice how easily and naturally your body responds to my irresistible siren's voice. And you may also notice that your mind, your thoughts start to wander and drift back and forth, up and down. And then you may notice how easy it is to come back to the sound of my voice. Every time, allowing my voice to relax you deeper and deeper with each and every word. There is a part of your mind that hears my voice so perfectly, even now, and knows just what to do, how to feel, how to let go so effortlessly. You will find that you trust this feeling more and more, and simply begin to surrender to it completely. And as you surrender, you may already have noticed how deeply and completely relaxed your body has become, how effortless your relaxed breathing feels, and how wonderfully heavy your arms and your legs are becoming as you surrender to my words. You may even notice how your mind is floating in and then out of my words, letting the sounds, the music, take you deeper and deeper. Now for just a moment, I want you to focus all of your awareness on your right arm. Release the tension and take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, allow your arm to become heavier, almost so heavy that it feels as if it's melting down, heavier and heavier. And now allow your arm to become so heavy that it feels almost too heavy to lift. Just getting heavier and heavier, melting down, loose and limp, too heavy to lift. And when you have finally relaxed that arm this deeply, you may notice that it actually does begin to feel too heavy now. Or you may notice that the heaviness is increasing with every breath. That's it. That's very, very good. You are right where I need you to be. Perhaps there is a tiny little part of you that knows if you really tried, you can probably lift your arm, but you just enjoy this feeling right now so much that it does indeed feel too heavy to lift. Now I want you to allow that feeling in your arm to move through your body now, up throughout your shoulder, across your neck, and into your other shoulder, and down your left arm. Notice how quickly your left arm becomes so heavy, loose and limp, just like the right one, too heavy to lift, melting down now, deeper and deeper. I wonder if you truly want to feel this wonderful heaviness spreading throughout your body. I bet that you do. It feels so good, doesn't it? You can feel that heaviness spreading throughout your body as this fantastic feeling just spreads throughout that body, reaching down, all the way down your body, to the bottom of your feet. Now you may even notice that feeling on the bottoms of your feet, that slight tingle or warmth, or just a softness that feels like a wave of heaviness has flowed throughout your entire body. And so now you can naturally notice how effortless it is for you to go into trance for me. Your body relaxed, your mind fully ready to let go and allow my voice, my words, my commands and suggestions to find its perfect place inside of your mind and body, to allow the words, the irresistible words, to become your words, to allow my thoughts to become your thoughts. Allow my words to share those deep inner spaces inside of your mind and your body, that space where you can make these changes happen so naturally, where you have all of the wisdom and ability to create and feel and experience what you desire and what I desire for you. You do not have to figure out how to make it happen. Simply allow it to happen. Now, sleep for me. Deeper. Letting go. Sleep for me. Sleep for me. When I snap my fingers, you become heavier. You fall deeper. You sleep for me. Sleep for me. Good. You are so deep now that it is easy for you to experience everything that I'm saying. The last thing that you remember is hearing my irresistible voice inside of your mind. Remember my voice inside of your mind. And now you can see yourself in a room, a well-lit room, but your body still feels so heavy, you simply can't move, but it feels so good, so safe, so secure to be unable to move. You are helpless, bound, beautiful woman, and nurses' uniforms all around you, smiling, smirking. You do not remember getting here, But you are here now, and you must just go with it. You allow it to happen. This feels so good. You see me again, the doctor. Shh, just relax. You're fine. You feel wonderful. And I see that you enjoy my staff of extremely sexy nurses. Do you like their tight, skin tight, see-through latex uniforms? I pick them out myself. So teasing and tempting, isn't it? To see so many beautiful women hovering around you while you stand at attention, yet are bound so tightly, so helpless by my ropes to my table. Oh, you poor thing. It's your lucky day. You are our latest subject. We have several different experimental procedures that we will be trying out on you today. Shh, stop trying to move. You're so heavy. You trust me. You feel me place a mask over your face and a sweet, smoky aroma covers your face. You breathe it in and simply sleep for me. Relax. This is going to be so much fun. You can feel yourself coming in and out of alert consciousness. So deep, so heavy, so hazy, deeper, sweet, aroma, beautiful, sexy women around you. That's it. Your eyes can see clearly now, focused on your doctor, me. Oh, no need to concern yourself with the mask over your nose and mouth. That is just used to distribute a little special blend of arousing pheromones and a special mixture that will keep you fully aroused and erect for as long as you are smelling it. That's not so bad, is it? What does it smell like to you? Keep that smell in mind, because it's going to keep you aroused. Smell it. Breathe it in. Tingling. Aching. Rock. Hard. While all of my sexy latex-wearing nurses are standing around you, touching you, examining you, preparing you. You are so fucked, and there's nothing that you can do about it. You are bound, helpless, yet rock hard. So badly you wish to touch my latex-wearing nurses, but you can't. Oh, but they can touch you. Can you feel their soft fingers gliding up and down your body, teasing you, bringing you so close to that edge of coming, and then pulling back? Oh, you like that, don't you? You fucking slut. You like being tortured by my nurses, feeling their fingernails, digging into your balls, squeezing hard, feeling pleasure from pain, squeezing, sliding up and down, their sharp nails moving all over your cock and your balls, making you squeal in pleasurable pain. Oh, you love this so much. Feel their hands gliding up and down your rock-hard cock while you are breathing in my special mixture, keeping you rock solid, aroused, obedient, weak. Women are superior to you. I am so superior to you. Feel them stroking harder and faster now, making you drip, tremble. Your body trying so hard to move under its restraints. Closer. And they pull away. And quickly attach a device to your cock. You can't move. You feel the suction as the device is placed over your cock and pulls it inside. It feels so tight, but warm, so good. But the special chemicals that you are breathing in are preventing you from coming. You will not be able to come for as long as you are breathing in my special aroma. You feel this device wrapped around you, pumping up and down while the nurses are laughing at you, telling you what a good slave you are, what a good test subject you are. You see, we're going to extract your cum from you. You don't have to know what for. Just know that it is to further our domination over you and men all over the world. You are weak. We are weakening your mind, your body. So aroused, more aroused than you have ever been before. You are so fucked. There is so much in store for you. Pumping hard, suctioned around your cock, taking you in so deeply, while my nurse's nails start digging into your body again. Their latex-covered skin pressed up against you. Feel the smooth material against your flesh, smothering you. You are so fucked. The machine is pumping hard now. Your balls growing heavy, so full, wanting to explode so badly, but not yet. You will admit to us that you are weak, that we are superior, that I am superior to you. You are so fucked. Admit it. Say it, bitch. Say, I am weak. Yes. Say, women are superior to me. Yes. I'm leaning close to your ear. You are fucked. I'm going to extract your cum. And when I do, this session of testing shall be complete. The moment that you feel it being extracted is the moment that you are broken. Your will is broken. You are beat down and shall fully surrender to me and realize that I am superior to you. No choice. You live to serve. You were born to serve. You are a bitch, a slave, a test subject, and you will be used for many, many more procedures. This is merely the beginning. Does that excite you? That's it. I turn the device on full speed now. Your body is rocked against the tight ropes that are binding your body to my table. Your cock is being pumped at full speed. Your vision is blurry while trying to focus on my nurses. And I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. Each number is going to make you more and more aroused, more and more weak and obedient. And when I reach the number 1, I'm going to remove the mask. And my device is going to suck all of the cum out of your pathetic cock so that it can secretly be used in my devilish plan. Are you ready? 5. Hotter. Harder. Feel my nurse's nails digging into your skin. Arousing you, aching. 4. So hot, irresistible, unbearable. 3. So close, weak, so fucked. 2. Almost there. Sucking, pulsating, pumping harder, faster, pumping up and down. 1. That's it. I remove the mask. Come. Feel the cum being sucked right out of your cock. That's it. Feel my nurses massaging your balls, helping the cum to flow right into the device. So fucked. That's it. Good. That's it. Every last drop gone, leaving you laying in a puddle of sweat, defeated, weak, bound. The last thing that you see is me walking to a drawer next to you and pulling out a long, shiny black probe. The last thing that you see is me walking to a drawer next to you and pulling out a long, shiny black probe. And my nurse is devilishly smiling. You're so fucked. You're going to be fucked even more, harder, and deeper next time you end up in this chair. If you thought this was extreme, just wait until you see what we have in store for you next time. Now sleep for me. Sleep for me. And drift off, relaxing, thinking about how good it felt to be my subject. You will now allow yourself to enjoy these feelings. And only naturally awaken back safely where you were as you lay down to listen to this. When you are ready, you will naturally awaken. But now, you sleep. ¶¶